listening to Business Matters with your host, Simon Brackley.
Good morning. Welcome to Business Matters. I am Simon Brackley from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I've had a couple of weeks away. I'm back. Thank you, Carol, for filling in while I was away. It's good to be back in Santa Fe. And this is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce, where we talk to local business people about their businesses and organizations, talk about what it means to do business in Santa Fe, and we talk about the Chamber, what we do, what our role is to grow the local economy, create jobs in Santa Fe, help businesses thrive and survive, businesses of all sizes. Most of our members are small businesses, and this is Membership Month. We have put together a special list of benefits for new members. If you have been considering joining the Chamber of Commerce, now is the time to do it. If you join during October, you will be listed in our official business directory for 2014, which we're putting together now. We've also will be hosting a special primetime business trade show on November 14th at the Courtyard. All of our new members will have the opportunity to have booth space at the primetime event. There are discounts, there are prizes, there are different ways that you can get involved. So if your business has been considering joining the Chamber, now's the time to do it. Call Bridget at the Chamber, 988-3279, 988-3279, and she can talk to you about what your business needs and how we can help you. Let me talk about some things we've got upcoming this week. On Wednesday, October 23rd, the third and fourth in our series of seminars about healthcare reform and what that means for local business. In the morning, businesses with under 50 employees between 9 and 11, and in the afternoon from 1:30 to 3:30, businesses with over 50 employees. It's at Hotel Santa Fe. It's totally free. And we would encourage anyone who wants to learn about Obamacare, what that means for your business, what the options are, how you can make good decisions around the health insurance exchange and the new changes in the law. It's free. It's at Hotel Santa Fe. It's on Wednesday, 9 to 11 for small business, 1:30 to 3:30 for large business. And please go to santafechamber.com to register. Also on Wednesday, we're hosting a brown bag lunch, which will be about tax codes and regulations, new changes in the tax code. That's also no charge. Starts at 11:45 at the Chamber. It's a brown bag lunch. Go to santafechamber.com for more information. And our monthly networking event, Business After Hours, on Thursday will be at Las Campanas. We were going to be at the clubhouse at Las Campanas, and they always do an outstanding job and should be great networking, great connection, and great refreshments. So no need to RSVP for that. Just show up 5:30 on Thursday night. That's what's coming up at the Chamber. And my first guest today is Laurie Shea from Organize Santa Fe. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Tell us, first of all, what is it you do? How do you organize people?
First, I get in the door, which is sometimes an issue because people have a hard time letting you into their personal space. But once I'm in, they like me, we get along, and we go to work. Every client's different. And they pretty much gauge what the program's going to be for whatever it is. So what I do is anything from cleaning out a closet to organizing kitchen drawers to those great big garage jobs and moving people, everything.
And businesses as well, files and file cabinets.
Nope,
and
I'm a home organizer.
You work with residential
yes.
clients. Okay. Let's start off and talk about your background a little bit. How did you get into this business?
I have a degree in interior design, a degree in architectural interior design, and I've been a merchandising manager and display designer for kitchen companies, Williams-Sonoma and Dansk. Also, I've done window displays. So with all of that, I have a very organized brain. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to be once my kids grew up, and I made this up before HGTV made it up. So I've been in business for about 9 years.
So you made the decision to move from a corporate sort of professional job into an individual entrepreneurship situation.
I wanted to work for myself.
Sure.
With the time flexibility.
Has it been what you expected?
Absolutely and more. I love, love, love what I do.
Excellent. So let's talk about specifically about the kinds of projects that you would undertake. I was telling you before we came on the air, my garage is a piece of work. It's full of very unorganized items all over. I think I probably know where things are, but there's absolutely no system to it whatsoever. Is that a typical client, someone who is just overwhelmed with chaos?
Yeah, everybody in Santa Fe has a disaster of a garage, and cars live outside. It's just how it is. We don't have basements, we don't have attics, so the garage is it.
That's right. In Santa Fe, the architecture is a little different than perhaps it is back east. A lot of basement spaces, particularly, to contain the chaos.
Yeah, which is where I came from a year ago, so I'm used to basements. But this is a whole new bag. So most of the time I go into a garage and I get the confidence of the person involved to say, you go inside or go have a cup of coffee or go away for a couple of hours. And I go in, I put things into categories, piles of categories, which makes it easier for the person to then come in and not be overwhelmed, so that they're working with the garden tools, they're working with the papers, files that they've thrown out there, they're working with the kid items, mm-hmm. lots of toys.
Sporting equipment.
You name it, it's in the garage. Yeah. The extra 14 cat litter boxes, you know, and I get everything into a pile, and then we go and we look at each pile one at a time and work that way, so that people don't have to go out and look at their garage and see everything and then turn around, walk in, shut the door. It makes it easier.
So
it's a system.
So you break it down into bite-sized pieces. You'd say that's the best way to approach really any kind of project.
Absolutely.
That's overwhelming.
Absolutely.
And then you work with the individual with you to make the decisions about, and it's almost like a moving day when you decide, do I keep it, do I give it to Goodwill, do I...
Pretty much, donations, throw away, consignment,
yeah. Sell items, perhaps.
Absolutely. Sometimes we do a yard sale, though that's not my favorite thing to point people into doing,
right.
But because there's so many other options out there. So I've gotten to know consignment shops in town, and where do you take things? I now know. So that's the easiest way to do it. And I never make anybody throw out something that they really love. That's not the reason to be there. It's just to get things organized, get things out of their lives that they don't need, and continue from there.
So you will start off with an initial consultation, I imagine, when and there must be the, I'm going to call it the reveal, but the moment when somebody actually opens the garage door and I want to say there has to be some shame attached to it sometimes, because we feel as though my garage is chaotic, therefore everything in my life is chaotic, which is not true. That's just a container for the chaotic stuff.
But, absolutely.
But you have to work through some of those feelings around items as well.
Every time I walk to a person's home, they open the door and the first thing they say is, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry for my chaos. Well, that's the way why I'm there, you know, and there's no judgment. If that's the way you live, that's fine with me. I'm there just to help you get through, to make things lighter in your life.
I'm speaking with Laurie Shea from Organize of Santa Fe. Her phone number is 660-1227. Website, organizeofsantafe.com, and Laurie, L-A-U-R-I, at organizeofsantafe.com. This is Business Matters from Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
As women, we take care of everyone first and place ourselves last. Hey, this is Honey. Okay, let's be honest. When was the last time you had a breast exam? If you can't remember, then it's been too long. This month, Christa St. Vincent, Santa Fe Imaging, and the New Mexico Department of Health have partnered together to offer a breast health screening. This screening includes a manual breast exam, free breast cancer nutrition education, massage, and acupressure. A low-cost digital mammogram will be performed the same day if needed. Funding programs available for those that qualify. And a free goodie bag. This breast health screening is on Saturday, October 26th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. No excuses. You know you need to do this. To set up your personal appointment, call Santa Fe Imaging now at 983-9350. That's 983-9350. Christa St. Vincent Regional Medical Center. Invested in you.
Thank you. Last year, New Mexico Educators Federal Credit Union returned $4 million to members in loan rebates and bonus dividends. Members earned not just for checking accounts and auto loans, but mortgages, credit cards, and equity loans too. Did you earn your return? How will you earn your return this year? Go to nmefcu.org and calculate just how much you can earn. That's New Mexico Educators. That's the power of we. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Fallen Santa Fe is filled with hidden treasures that all of us locals love. That special smell in the air, roasting green chili, crisp mornings, and the excitement for Stevens, a consignment gallery's annual fall sale. For the 25th year, everything is discounted 25 to 50%. Art, antiques, furniture, jewelry, silver, gold, rugs, and so much more. This Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sunday, noon to 6, 2701 Sirius Road. Stevens, a consignment gallery's annual fall sale. Can't wait to see you there.
Closed Friday to prepare.
Keep Santa Fe Beautiful and Los Alamos National Bank are excited to announce the 12th annual wine tasting fundraiser this Saturday, October 19th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Hosted on a beautiful estate on Palace Avenue in Santa Fe. Enjoy hors d'oeuvres, a silent auction, and a selection of wines from Round Pond, Robert Craig, Cade, Pine Ridge, and more. Parking will be provided at Wells Fargo on Paseo de Peralta. Shuttles to the event provided by Santa Fe Valet. For ticket purchase and information, call 955-2215. Proceeds benefit Keep Santa Fe Beautiful, Inc.
Do you want to do something fun on Halloween but are tired of the same old parties? Do you want to do some good but find fundraisers boring? Do you want to try some local wines, beers, and spirits and do some dancing? Come to A Night to Scare Away Hunger, a Halloween party benefiting the Food Depot's Food for Kids program. Join us at the deck at 221 on Saturday, October 26th from 8 to 12. Open bar with local spirits, beers, and wines. Munchies from Tante Luce. DJ Your Boy Reflex will be spinning tunes, so bring your dancing shoes. Tickets are $60 in advance and $75 at the door. For more information, go to santafe.com and search for A Night to Scare Away Hunger.
Now back to Business Matters with Simon Brackley.
Welcome back. Business Matters from Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber. I'm speaking today with Lori Shea. We've been talking about her business, Organize of Santa Fe. We've been focusing on garages and chaotic garage situations. But Lori, people go through life transition, perhaps an older person, a parent who's having to make a transition from one place to another. Sometimes people have rental property that they want some assistance getting organized. Talk about some of the non-garage kind of work that you do.
A lot of what I do is go into rental properties and into homes where people are getting ready to sell, and organize for staging these properties to make them more presentable for people to come in and rent them, for people to come in and buy them. So I'll go in, organize things out so that things look cleaner, more streamlined. And if things are needed to spruce things up, I'll go out and buy bedspreads, I'll buy art. I work on the budget of whoever owns mm-hmm. the property. It's fun. It's a fun job. I've rented my own properties in the past, so I know what's needed in a property. I'm good at giving suggestions. I know what that's all about. And I've moved 33 times in my life. So the whole process of moving people and getting their properties ready to sell, I've sold 9 properties myself. I know what that's all about. I have experience in that, and it's always fun. I love it, and I'm good at walking people through the whole process because I've done it so much.
So you bring a fresh set of eyes to a particular situation. Often with selling property, the less stuff the better. From what I understand, talking to realtors, you want to get it really as few individual possessions as possible so that the new buyer can visualize their own items in the space.
That's true up to a point. I like to keep a property looking like somebody can live there. However, if it's too clean or if it looks too staged, people walk in and they're not impressed. But if something looks like it's got some personality in it still, then they can see themselves living there.
So it doesn't want, it wants to look like it's a home, not just a showroom.
Right. I like to keep a little bit of color. I don't like everything beige. It's friendlier.
And then I talked about older folks, seniors who are making transition. Talk a little bit about that, because sometimes you have a house full of personal possessions that people are very attached to, and it's hard to reduce the load or reorganize even those kinds of circumstances.
The first thing is to work with the family to get the person who is moving into a smaller space or an elder community to understand that they're going to be in a new home. And then work with that person to go through their home and see what they really, really would like in that smaller space. Then I can go into their new space, taking all these items, spend a couple of days with my crew. And when that elder person comes into their new home, it really does feel like home. The pictures are up. The bed is made. The linens are put away. All the pots and pans are put in a proper place. And it's home. It's home. It makes them joyous instead of fearful.
Well, and before the break, we started to talk about the moment when people say they're embarrassed because of their situation or chaos. And there is almost a therapeutic role to what you do to unentangling items and attachments to things.
I always say that my work is 80% therapy and 20% organization, because people first have to be safe with me. And then I really hold their hands to get them to be able to let go of things or see what they want to keep, what they don't want to keep, what they want to pass on to children. I have a whole system that I use personally. I'm only in my mid-50s, but I already have things that my children have decided that someday, 50 years from now, they would like.
Yeah.
So I
family heirlooms and
I talk
like that.
To people yeah. about this, because this is part of life, organizing things for the future. So I do everything from that to organizing one's closet. It's simple to not so simple.
Now let's talk a little bit about closets. We haven't mentioned that. Clothing, the jacket that we bought once and wore once and haven't worn since and have to make the decision. We feel like we've invested in it because it was sometimes a pricey purchase, but it just doesn't suit us for some reason. You can talk people through those kind of decisions as well, and maybe it's better to let it go and let someone else have the use of it.
Absolutely. This week's project seems to be with everybody's shoes. I've walked into three situations in the last week having to do with piles and piles of shoes. I love a box system that I do with shoes, which you can see everything. Everything stays clean. It's easy, easy, easy. And then what do you do with those 20 pairs of shoes that you haven't seen in a really long time? And that's a matter of giving away, consigning, or having a shoe party where you actually give your shoes to your friends, which is a lot of fun.
And that's cool, as long as your friends have the same size feet. Yeah,
right. Well, we do. I try to think out of the box with a lot of decisions on what people can do with their items.
And again, I imagine some people get uncomfortable making those sorts of decisions in a short time. If you're going to sit down and say yes or no, keep or throw, that could be stressful.
Absolutely. And then we slow down because we don't want this to be stressful. I try to make it fun. And I keep time limits. So if people are, some people can work for 8 hours. Some people can work for 2 hours. And I'm very cognizant of that. I pay attention to how long a person can work.
Let's talk a little bit more about your background in interior design and architectural design. You've obviously got an eye for such things. You said you were a merchandising manager.
Yeah.
And it always impresses me. I go into some retail stores and things are so beautifully arranged and set out and arranged. And there's an absolute science and art to displaying items in the most pleasing manner, but in order to make a sale as well. That's really what it's about, is closing the deal.
My head works in a very compartmentalized way. I have a lot of style, function, and I want things to flow. And that's what all my background is all about. I was sort of born with this. My father designed boats and houses. So, and my children, I have two architects as children. So this is in my genes.
Interesting.
I've had organization projects which have turned into cleaning out kitchen cabinets and have become guts of kitchens and putting redesigning kitchens. I do that. I redesign kitchens, bathrooms, laundry rooms, one fabulous exercise room with a floating floor. You never know where a project's going to end up.
And going back to garages again, would you recommend new shelving units, storage cabinets? There's
absolutely all kinds of different systems, and my right? partner is my contractor. Okay. So I come with somebody who can put up shelves, redesign a closet, fix that garage so it actually works.
And fees? I know you obviously can't give a quote. We're not looking at a particular circumstance, but let's talk a little bit about the situation. People call you, you'll come and take a look at the project involved, give a quote from there.
Right. I work by the hour because people work at different paces, so I can't do it an estimate for a project. But I work by the hour. I work for $40 an hour, and that's the simplicity of it.
Let's give your contact information one more time. How can people reach you?
My phone number is 660-1227. My email is laurie@organizeofsantafe.com. My website, which is almost up and has my contact information on it now, is Organize of Santa Fe.
Excellent. Been speaking with Laurie Shea. Her company is Organize of Santa Fe. The tagline, from mess to less. I like that, from mess to less. Simplify, get organized. Give Laurie a call, whether you're dealing with a garage, a bedroom circumstance, closets. As you said, just residential, not business. We've got other people at the chamber who can help you with that if you've got a business situation to deal with, but Laurie can help get you organized and more efficient. Thanks for taking the time to be here.
Thank you very much, Simon.
This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. A reminder again of our seminars about the New Mexico Health Insurance Exchange. It's an outreach and education program, two seminars on Wednesday. First one from 9 to 11 for small businesses under 50 employees. The second from 1:30 to 3:30 for larger businesses, 50 employees and over. It's all free. It's at Hotel Santa Fe on Paseo de Peralta. Give us a call at 988-3279 or go to santafechamber.com to make a reservation. We're going to make a break. Excuse me, take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Pat from Aranda's Plumbing, Heating, and Supply. My family has served Santa Fe for over four generations, specializing in sales, service, design, and installation for all of your plumbing and heating needs.
Hi, this is Tricia Desjarlais, the general manager. The cold weather is near, and it's time to maintenance or replace your existing heating system. Aranda's Plumbing has qualified professional technicians available to repair or install furnaces, boiler systems, and steam units. When installing new heating systems, efficiency and cost savings is extremely important. The efficiency of your heating makes a difference on how high your heating bills are. Take advantage of manufacturer, local gas company, and federal tax rebates when you install high-efficiency models. You can save up to $1,200 on qualifying products. Let us provide you with a professional proposal on installing a high-efficiency heating system that's right for your home.
Hi, this is Alex Aranda. We want to thank you for your continued business. We will send you a gift card in the amount of $20 with your next service call that you can redeem for any in-store purchase or next home service. We are located on the corner of Hickox and Cortez Street. Call us at 983-7391. Find us on Facebook or arondaplumbingonline.com.
The Chavez Center Ice Arena is hosting a spooktacular Halloween ice skating show. The whole family will enjoy the show on October 25th and 26th, and everyone can skate at the after party. Then, November 1st through the 3rd, the Chavez Center will host the Regional Senior Olympics Basketball Tournament. For more information, call 505-955-4000. There really is something for everyone at your community recreation center, the Genoveva Chavez Community Center. Check out the schedule of fun at chavezcenter.com. Halloween is right around the corner, and Camel Rock Casino has a ghoulishly good way to celebrate. Night of the Dead, a costume party October 26th from 8 to midnight in the Fire and Ice Bar. Join Kid Corona and DJ Music Mix for a frightfully good time. With prizes up to $500 for the best costume. Whether you're a zombie, witch, or other character, you get $5 in free play just for competing. Camel Rock Casino's Night of the Dead costume party October 26th. You must be 21 or older to attend. Be very afraid.
Before you head out to see Michael Franti and Spearhead Wednesday, October 23rd at the Santa Fe Community Convention Center, stop by the Palace Restaurant and Saloon on Palace Avenue for the official pre-party. Join me, Eric Davis, from 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe's Weekend Experience as I broadcast live from 4 to 6 p.m. I'll have lots of goodies and giveaways. Plus, the Palace will have their own pre-concert special. That's the Michael Franti and Spearhead pre-party at the Palace Restaurant, October 23rd from 4 to 6. See you there.
This is Santa Fe Police Chief Ray Royale. Please help me keep our streets safe.
I'm Linda Trujillo, president of the Santa Fe School Board. We can work together to make our students safer.
My name is Henry, and I'm 10 years old. Please help me and my friends stay safe.
This is Mayor David Koss. Let's make our city safer. If you own a gun, lock it up.
Lock up your gun.
Lock up your gun.
Please lock it up.
This message was brought to you by New Mexicans for Gun Safety. If you've got it, lock it.
Now back to Business Matters with Simon Brackley.
Welcome back. Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley. I'm president of the Chamber. I'm here every Friday morning talking with local business people, talking about the business community, how you can grow your business. This is Membership Month at the Chamber. If you have a local business you would like to get involved in our organization, invest in the Chamber of Commerce, learn about the programs and benefits that we have that'll help your business grow, give us a call, 988-3279. Stop by our office at 1644 St. Michael's Drive. Talk with Bridget Dixon. She can get you set up with membership. We can talk about ways that we can help your business thrive. We have put together a special package of benefits this month for Membership Month, and we would love to get you involved. So if you've been considering membership in the Chamber, now's a great time to do it. Upcoming events this week, Wednesday, a brown bag lunch on tax codes and regulations for small business owners, presented by Linda Ruckle of Advanced Tax Services. It's free. It's at the Chamber office. It's on Wednesday, starts at 11:45. Thursday is Business After Hours at Las Campanas. If you would like to come out and connect and network with local business people, join us at the clubhouse at Las Campanas for this event. It is $10 for non-members, free for members of the Chamber. It'll go from 5:30 till about 7:30. All of our events are on our calendar at santafechamber.com. And there's many different ways that you can get involved and look ahead for the next month or so. We've got many events coming up as well. My next guest is with Ojo Optique. Adam Hofberg is here. Welcome. Thanks for taking the time to be here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Let's start off with what you do. What is Ojo Optique?
So Ojo Optique is a new optical store. We're located downtown in Santa Fe on Lincoln Avenue. We specialize in all independent eyewear brands, no licensed brands. It's all mostly family-owned and operated eyewear brands from all over the world, actually. Some from right here in the U.S. and some from as far away as Japan or France. So really excited to bring some new product to Santa Fe.
Well, you've just been open a couple of months, so congratulations.
Thank you.
This is great. Let's talk about your background. How did you get into the eyewear business?
I actually started 18 years ago with Sharon McMillan at Carolyn Strange Opticians.
Sure.
From, back in the day, yeah, on Galisteo, yeah, downtown. And I actually asked her if I could take her to lunch and pick her brain about the optical industry because I was interested in it. And about a half hour into lunch, she offered me a job. So that's how I got started, started very young. And then shortly thereafter, her and the owner of Optical Shop of Aspen, the founder of Optical Shop of Aspen at the time, Larry Sands, literally swapped stores with each other. She wanted to go to California. He wanted a store in Santa Fe. And I became an Optical Shop of Aspen employee. I was there for 16 years with the company.
And is that company still going?
They are still going, although they're now owned by a large corporation. Okay. He's no longer involved.
Okay, yeah. So you made the decision to start up yourself.
To do our own thing, yeah. Do it a little differently, do it our way.
Well, that's a brave move to move into the entrepreneurial world.
Yeah.
How long did it take you from that first decision to go out on your own to actually get the store open and up and running?
It was just shy of a year. My brother is also my partner in the store, one of my partners in the store, and he is also an optician, also worked for Optical Shop of Aspen for quite a while. And so we are doing it together, and It's been a lot of fun, but we started really deciding to do this for real last September.
And that's great. You have your brother with you as well. Family business. That's
absolutely. It's a family
nice
business.
Nice level of trust there. Sometimes can be some other issues come up, but keep it in the family, which is great.
We're getting along really well.
That's good. Survived the first couple of months. That's great. So let's talk about purchasing eyewear. I've just been to the eye doctor. I've got a prescription. I've come out of there. He says I need reading glasses, driving glasses, sunglasses, whatever it might be.
Sure.
What happens when I walk into your store? How do you help people make the decision of what kind of eyewear
they can need? Be very overwhelming and very daunting to try and pick out eyewear on your own without an eyewear professional. So what we look at is not only do we look at the style for you, the shape of your face, your coloring, that sort of thing, but we also want to look at how the prescription is going to work in the frame that is selected. That's something that, you know, you can't, unless you have the training, really, you know, figure out on your own necessarily. You know, depending on the prescription, certain frames will work, certain frames won't. And there's a lot of other, you know, small calculations and things that need to be considered in the process.
So you'll sit down with someone and have an initial conversation about what were they thinking.
Exactly.
What kind of glasses do they already wear, perhaps?
Mm-hmm.
Do you also talk about contact lenses and that sort of decision?
We don't do contact lenses. We're really an optical boutique, and so we really focus on, we don't do eye exams and we don't do contact lenses, but we do everything else. So whether you have the prescription in hand or whether we need to call and get it faxed over from your doctor's office, which we do all the time, of course, all we need is the prescription. We take all the measurements. We do the fitting and the styling. You know, we do final adjustments and dispensing of the eyewear when it's back from the lab. And then any fine tuning or anything that you need thereafter, we are there for you.
And there's new technology all the time, you know.
Constantly.
Going back, you know, when I was a kid, people wore Coke bottle glasses,
yes.
Right? Thick glasses. That's completely changed. Very modern materials.
It really has. You know, the great thing about optical, something that really keeps me interested in it, you know, and will for forever, is the technology is always changing. Materials are getting thinner. They're getting more comfortable. They are, you know, constantly improving the technology of a progressive lens. There's now digital surfacing, which is almost, I kind of correlate it to an old tube TV versus a new flat screen, high definition TV, as far as the digital progressive lenses go. The non-glare coatings have improved tremendously. Transitional lenses that get dark automatically outside and the light have improved tremendously over the years. So it's interesting to see it continue to improve and continue to get better. And it's a fun industry for that. You know, it never gets old. There's always something new.
And you have to learn about all of those new technologies coming out.
What's
out there?
Yeah, and that's you know, we go to Vision Expo, which is a big eyewear, you know, convention a couple times a year. That's a great place to learn about new technologies. Sure. Yeah. And be able to offer that to our customers as well.
Do you also talk about someone's lifestyle? It occurs to me that you know, some people are rougher on their glasses, just perhaps because of what they do, sporting events, those kind of things.
Absolutely. Not to mention, you know, it's really important to discuss what somebody does, not only in their free time, but for work as well, because, you know, it's possible that you need a separate pair of what's called an office lens, which is like a progressive, but it brings the intermediate area up and wider across. It brings the reading area up and wider across. So it's more for using in an office environment. So you only have about 10, 12 feet away of distance, but then your intermediate and your reading feels so much wider across the bottom. So it's, you know, it depends on what somebody is doing and how they're using their glasses on a daily basis as to whether they need one pair, two pairs, three pairs, and what the lenses should be in each of those.
And do you test eyes yourself?
We don't do eye exams. No, okay. We are strictly opticians. There's, you know, some very good eye doctors in town. And so we can certainly refer somebody to a good eye doctor if they don't have one.
Okay, excellent. And let's talk about fashion, because
absolutely.
There is fashion changes in the eyewear industry, certainly. We've watched them get very big and small and
that
round.
That is the trend right now, is big.
Is it still
the trend.
Really?
You know, it's something that's been going on for a couple of years now, actually. But, you know, we don't like to pigeonhole people into only showing them what's in fashion. You know, people in Santa Fe definitely have their own opinion of what they like style-wise, and we are not trying to talk anybody out of what they like. We're trying to find them the right fit based on what they're comfortable in.
And so you'll perhaps they come in with a picture from a magazine that they like and want sure. to know if that's going to suit them or not, and
absolutely.
How that might work.
We've had people do that for sure.
Well, they do it with haircuts. I right. know that. Right?
Exactly.
And budgets, of course. You have to work within what someone can afford. What
sure. And we're proud to say we have a huge range. We've really wanted to be the cool optical store, local optical store. So what we've done is we've made sure that we have everything from wild to mild and low price point to upper price point. So we have frames starting as low as $100, actually. But they're all handmade, all, you know, more interesting, unusual, unlicensed brands.
That's interesting. You say wild to mild. That brings to mind people who wear very bold glasses that clearly make a statement.
Absolutely.
Whatever they're doing, they like to have their glasses noticed. A lot of other people want, you know, frameless, almost invisible kinds
yes,
of glasses. Right?
And we do
every
have both.
Step in between.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so part of your working with a customer is to take a look at their face and see what's going to suit them best.
Absolutely, yeah. And my brother and I are both, I think, pretty good at it. We've between the both of us, we have 30 years optical experience, so we definitely can take care of your needs.
Let's talk about your store. You're on Lincoln Avenue.
Yes.
What are your hours?
We are 10 to 7 Monday through Saturday, and 12 to 5 on Sundays. And we're on Lincoln across the street from J. Crew between Nemon Fine Art and Allen Hauser Gallery.
Okay, excellent. So on the east side of the street.
Yes.
Phone number?
Phone number is 505-988-4444.
I'm speaking with Adam Hofberg from Oho Optique, downtown on Lincoln Avenue, 10 to 7, Monday through Saturday. Long hours, lots of opportunity to
lots
come in
lots of opportunity.
And see
you want to make it easy for people.
That's right. This is Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley from the Chamber. Adam is just one of our members. We have over 900 members of our organization. As I said earlier, we invite you to join the Chamber this month. October is Membership Appreciation Month. If you're already a member, we appreciate you very much. Thank you for your investment. If you are considering joining the Chamber, come in, give us a call, and we can sit down with you and talk about your business, whether you're just starting up, whether you have an existing business, if you're transitioning, if you need some professional advice and referrals, we can help you with resources. That's what a Chamber of Commerce is here for. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more from Adam in just a couple of minutes.
Musicians, what if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon. Guitar Center's biggest guitar amp and effects event of the year ends Tuesday.
Dad, what are you doing in my cape?
I'm not Dad. I'm Safety Man.
Any parent can be a safety hero. It just takes a few simple steps. Start by replacing older smoke alarms with Kidde worry-free alarms. The 10-year sealed-in lithium battery means these alarms are always on. No low battery chirps and no battery replacement for 10 years. And Kidde makes it simple to choose the right alarm for the right location. Help make fire safety worry-free and give back the cape. Kidde worry-free alarms, available at the Home Depot.
Free flu shot clinics in Santa Fe on Saturday, October 19th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is your opportunity to be protected this cold and flu season with three convenient locations to take care of everyone in your family. Adult flu shots are at Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center Main Hospital. Convenient and easy drive-up service available for adults. And for children and families, you have your choice of either Camino Entrada Pediatrics Clinic at 2590 Camino Entrada or Arroyo Chamiso Pediatrics at 2025 South Galisteo. Flu vaccines are updated from one season to the next. You need to be protected against the most recent and commonly circulating viruses. The free flu shots are this Saturday only, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., no appointments. For more information, go to stven.org or call 913-3361. That's 913-3361. Brought to you by Christus St. Vincent. Together, we're better.
Warm days and cool nights mean winter is just around the corner. Hi, this is Dan McCarthy from Santa Fe Mountain Sports. Skis and snowboards will be shipping soon, and you know what that means. It's time for our preseason sale. Bicycles are 25 to 35% off. Last year's skis and snowboards are 40% off, and clothing is 50% off. Solstice Reward members earn a 10% credit on all purchases, even sale items. It just doesn't get any better. Remember, work is still a priority. It just comes after fun. Santa Fe Mountain Sports, 1221 Flagman Way, in the Baca Rail Yard.
Don't let the recent rains fool you. The City of Santa Fe water managers want to remind Santa Feans that water still should be conserved. Santa Fe customer daily residential water use is 58 gallons per person, ranking Santa Fe among the nation's most frugal cities on water use. Please continue the good work. And remember, wash vehicles only once a month. Do not clean sidewalks, driveways, or patios with a power washer. Permits are required for all new irrigation systems. For more information, visit santafenm.gov/waterconservation.
Hi, this is Santa Fe author James McGrath Morris. You know that Collected Works Bookstore is Santa Fe's oldest independent bookstore and your source for all things literary. But you also know that Collected Works Bookstore is the place to go to hear authors. For instance, at 6 p.m. on October 14th, Henry Shuckman and Roger Kemenetz will be reading their poetry and signing books. The events calendar is located at cwbookstore.com. Collected Works Bookstore itself is located at 202 Galisteo Street.
Get the vintage carnival experience at Turquoise Trail Charter School on San Marcos Loop this Friday beginning at 4 p.m. Games and prizes, fun for all ages. Live music with the Joe West. Feed yourselves on local fare from Dr. Fieldgoods and the Sweetwater Harvest Kitchen. Don't forget the silent auction benefiting the students and classrooms at Turquoise Trail Charter Schools. Inspiring passion for learning. Pick up your tickets at the event for $1 each. Admission is free or call 577-7879. 577-7879.
Pull Fest, fun for the whole family. This Friday at 4.
The Pecos Trail Cafe is a new restaurant in Santa Fe, and one visit will make it your new favorite restaurant. They serve homemade New Mexican cuisine ranging from sopapillas and chili relleno to huevos rancheros and top sirloin with red cheese enchilada. They also feature homegrown, gluten-free, vegetarian, red and green chili, beer and wine, and breakfast all day long. Plus, you can enjoy live mariachis Friday nights from 6 to 8, and there's plenty of room for parties and events at Pecos Trail Cafe. Open daily from 7 to 9 in the Old Peppers building on Pecos Trail in Santa Fe.
Michaelson Susan's Fine Wine and Spirits bought our first barrel of bourbon. We've sold single barrels from several distilleries, and I think it's time we go to the motherlode.
We're going to Kentucky to taste whiskey at Buffalo Trace, Knob Creek, Four Roses, and Woodford Reserve. Yeehaw! We're off on a grand adventure indeed, Susan.
Bourbon Land, here we come. We'll select the best barrels to have shipped to New Mexico for our loyal and discerning whiskey customers. The best customers deserve the best whiskeys.
Hey, Susan, did you know there are more barrels of bourbon aging in Kentucky than people living in Kentucky?
I want to go to there.
Now back to Business Matters with Simon Brackley.
Welcome back. Business Matters from the Santa Fe Chamber of Commerce. I'm Simon Brackley. I'm here every Friday speaking with Chamber members about their businesses. One of the roles of the Chamber of Commerce is advocacy and lobbying. It's been very disappointing last couple of weeks watching the government threaten to be shut down. Fortunately, they've come to an agreement at last. That would have been absolutely devastating for the local economy in terms of funding for Los Alamos National Labs and other federally funded assets around town, and it's good to see that that has been averted and the lab will go up to full operations again. I must say, just personally, what they seem to have done is agreed to kick the can down the road and then meet again before January 7th and go over the same process. In my view, they shouldn't be allowed to come home for Christmas until they come to a decision. Please don't let all of these elected officials wait until the very last minute, watch markets get unsteady again, lose that confidence, watch small business be impacted by contracts being interrupted, cash flow being interrupted. We vote for these people to come to compromise and agreement and make decisions and move ahead with a budget. I have to tell you, I was in Europe last week and other countries are laughing at the United States because of our inability to come to decisions and run a government. And I think citizens that I talk to, voters that I talk to are sick and tired of it. And let's come to some agreement and move ahead and get this economy growing. We're shooting ourselves in the foot when we can't come to a decision of a budget and funding and those kinds of things. So just 2 cents from my mind as we look ahead to a reopened government. Speaking today with Adam Hofberg, we have been talking about his business, Ojo Optique. He is over on Lincoln Avenue. He has eyewear to suit every face and every budget, I think, Adam. Is that right?
That's correct.
Let's talk about repairs.
Sure.
The arm just fell off my glasses. Can I come in and see you?
You absolutely can. We don't charge for many repairs. We're happy to put a nose pad back on, change out the screws for you if you've lost one or one just doesn't seem to tighten anymore. If it's a little more involved, needs some soldering or something like that, we send that out. We don't do that in-house, but we can generally get it back very quickly for you.
And you can resize, readjust, tighten up.
We will adjust anything at any time for anyone. Okay. Yeah, excellent. Absolutely.
I wanted to talk a little bit about shopping for eyewear online, which is kind of a new phenomenon. You see ads for, you know, glasses for $5.
Right.
Very skeptical of that.
You should be. Let me just start by saying this. You get what you pay for. That old average is certainly true and is very true in optical. You know, the thing that makes me so nervous about people buying eyewear online is that you're sending your prescription, you're usually selecting frames to be sent to you, then you're getting them, you're picking which ones you'd want, you're sending them back, and then you're just sending your prescription, and you're asked to go get a pupillary distance measurement from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that is checked in by a professional at when you get it back. There are things like heat and other things that can change the adjustment of a frame. First of all, they don't come back adjusted for you, but it can actually warp lenses if it's exposed to excessive heat in the transportation back to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not something that you should really be, you know, only doing halfway, which is really what buying them on, because you don't get the adjustment, you don't get the professional fitting it for you, looking at it to make sure that it's a good choice with your prescription. There's so many small variables that go into really making it a perfect fit and a perfect prescription that just doesn't happen with online.
Not to mention the quality. If you get a pair that it falls apart, who can you go back to?
You would have to send it back, and I don't even know if those online companies do repairs for you. So then you're at the mercy of a local optician, which is where you should have gone in the first place. So it's just really not something that you should mail away for.
Yeah, too much of a personal health issue as well. It seems to me talked about pupillary distance. If you get that wrong,
you get unwanted prismatic effect. It's not, it can make you nauseous, it can give you headaches. You know, it's certainly not something you want to expose yourself to for a long period of time.
Let's talk a little bit about big box stores as well. The Chamber is all about shopping locally, of course. We want to keep all of our money in the local market, but what's the advantage of shopping at a small local business rather than going to a big box store that specializes in cat food but sells glasses as well?
Yeah, it's, you know, you really want, it's optical is a field you really want to go to somebody who knows what they're doing. You really want to not be able to pick up charcoal cat food and paper towels at the place that you're getting your glasses, I think. Not to mention the fact that, you know, most of the eyewear in the world is produced by only a few companies. In fact, we've run that in our ads in the Santa Fe Reporter because it's true, and it's astonishing that a lot of people don't know that. You really, you know, by buying frames that are produced for a few dollars and then sold, you know, at huge premiums because they have some logo printed on the side of it is really not, and that's what a lot of the big box stores also do. They call them designer frames,
right?
Because it's a recognizable name. There's nothing designer about them, unfortunately. You know, it may be a name that you've heard of before. However, it doesn't mean that the quality is any better. They're not produced by the company whose name is on it.
And the fact that they make purses doesn't mean that they're any good at making eyewear.
Exactly. And the company that makes the purses isn't making the eyewear anyway. So even if you have a good purse from a designer and you buy one of their frames, it's not produced by the same place and by the same company.
I wanted to ask you, you've been in business, you said 18 years in the industry.
Yes.
What do you enjoy about it? What do you enjoy about working in the eye world?
I'm glad you asked that. My favorite thing about it is really seeing the satisfaction on a customer's face when they get back a pair of glasses that they really love and really feel good about themselves in. And it's funny because a lot of times people will come in with a preconceived notion of what they think they want. And, you know, we ask politely if we can show them something that maybe they wouldn't think of for themselves. And oftentimes that becomes their favorite pair of glasses. So it's, you know, we're all creatures of habit. So it's fun to watch people sort of, you know, open up their parameters of what they thought they'd be comfortable in and see them really enjoy something new.
And you must have some regular customers who come back often to see your new products, new lines.
Absolutely.
That relationship building that you have.
Once somebody comes in once, they generally come back forever.
good.
Yeah.
And the flip side, what's challenging?
What's challenging is, you know, because we don't have our own lab yet in the store, which we hope to do in the future, you know, we do have to send out our work to a lab. We there's a couple of different labs that we use. Unfortunately, they're both on opposite ends of the country. One is in New York and one is in California. So, you know, it's always, we would love, of course, to eventually be able to keep all of the work in-house. That way, you know, there's no chance of it getting lost with FedEx. There's no chance of, you know, we have complete control over the quality control. And so that's something we're working towards. So it's always a little scary to have to, you know, put your work in someone else's hands for any period of time. So that's something that can be a bit challenging. You know, that's really the only challenge that I see. I love what I do so much that I don't really see a lot of challenges. I always try and find solutions if there's a problem.
Yeah, that's sort of relinquishing control, which has the potential to threaten your customer's satisfaction.
Sure.
So that's always, I understand what you're saying, mm-hmm. a little difficult to put it in somebody else's hands.
Absolutely.
Let's give your contact information again. Where's the store? How can they reach you online?
Website? Sure. The store is at 125 Lincoln Avenue, Suite 114, between Niemann Fine Art and Allen Hauser Gallery on the east side of Lincoln downtown, just half a block off the plaza. Our phone number is 505-988-4444, and it's ohooptique.com is our website. We don't sell eyewear on our website. A lot of people have asked about that, and that's something that, again, we may do in the future. I don't know. Again, it's not something that I really love, the idea of e-commerce for this kind of thing.
Yeah,
so I'm kind of having mixed feelings.
Come in and have that relationship.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for taking the time to come in.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
I've been speaking with Adam Hofberg from Oho Optique downtown on Lincoln Avenue. Adam is a member of the Chamber. We're pleased to say if your business would like to join our organization, again, give us a call this month. October is membership month. We have a special package of benefits that we have put together, and we would love to have you as part of our organization. No matter how small your business or nonprofit, we have over 50 nonprofit organizations that belong to the Chamber of Commerce. They also operate and need advice. They need HR advice. They need to find sponsors and volunteers and ways to help grow their organization. So we're very pleased to have our nonprofit partners as well. We're on 1644 St. Michael's Drive. We're right next to Harbor Freight Tools. We are where AAA used to be. And we are in the office Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. Our phone number 988-3279. Or go to santafechamber.com. Learn more about the chamber. Learn more about ways that we can help you with your business. A reminder again of our events this week. Wednesday is a brown bag lunch on tax codes and regulations with Linda Ruckel. Starts at 11:45 on Wednesday. Thursday are two seminars about healthcare reform at the Healthcare Exchange, what that means for your local business. No charge. Hotel Santa Fe, small business in the morning, large business in the afternoon. Come out and join us for that. And then business after hours at Las Campanas at the Clubhouse on Thursday night, starts at 5:30. More information about all of these on our online calendar. And there's also, looking ahead, we are hosting Business Over Breakfast at Capital Grill. Friday, November 1st, we will be at Capital Grill on Zafferano. Patrick is going to put together a great breakfast. If you would like to come out and talk about your business, every attendee gets a chance to come in, stand up, talk about their business. It's a great networking event. We host it every month. We call it Business Over Breakfast. And more information at santafechamber.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
Streaming on santafe.com.